Chapter 9, Section 1.1, Cheating the System. I was asked by a client whether the growing field of social media could be used to identify which companies were interested in acquiring others. The idea was very simple. If there were lots of increasing connections between two companies on a service such as LinkedIn, does that mean the companies are talking to each other? The problem is that such connections could be a signal of people wanting to jump ship or some conference that company employees met up at. What we really wanted to know is whether the executives were talking to each other, and unfortunately in those days, few executives were using social media and tools like LinkedIn. They certainly weren't linking up with competitor CEOs prior to an acquisition. Fortunately, executives like private jets. The tailplane numbers of private jets and company ownership were easily accessible, and so were the flight plans. By monitoring the movement of private jets and looking for disturbances in the data, i.e. the repeated landing of the jet of one company in the same area at roughly the same time as the jet of another company, ideally in a location where neither had headquarters, i.e. off-site and away from prying eyes, then it would indicate that executives were meeting. This is an example of a weak signal, and such tools can be surprisingly effective. Companies tend to spend an awful lot of time and money trying to secure corporate M&A information and then leak the same information like a sieve through some form of weak signal. Weak signals can be used to anticipate an actor's action, for example before the common use of tumble dryers, then Russian sailors hanging out clothes on a drying line would be a signal that the Russian fleet was about to set sail. Unfortunately, it's often time-consuming and demanding work to collect and analyze weak signals. You usually need to examine a single or small sample of actors rather than an entire market. In general, you have to accept that the predictability of who is going to take a specific action is low. However, though you cannot easily predict individual actors' actions, we do know that there are aggregated effects caused by all actors. Evolution itself is a consequence of demand and supply competition by all actors and the Red Queen forcing us to adapt. We do know that if there is competition, then components will evolve. We might not be able to say who will produce the more evolved form, but we can say what will happen: it will evolve. This leads to the final aspect: when? Unfortunately, evolution cannot be anticipated over time or adoption. Hence, at first glance, the predictability of when things will happen would seem to be low. Fortunately, there are conditions, signals and patterns that can help us cheat this a bit.